very senior member of MI5 who, I think it was myself or Robin Eames, described it, the past as a volcano, and they said, no, it's not. It's more likely to be a tsunami because it will come from the bottom. It will sweep all sundry aside because it's going to be so powerful, the past. And what I was trying to, I suppose, say to people this morning is that it was always a judgment call about whether you should deal with the past in some kind of coordinated fashion or hope that time and, I suppose, death would deal with it. And our judgment, when having done a very extensive review, in-depth review with people, and having listened over a period of almost 18 months, it became reasonably clear to us that the past would, in fact, act like a tsunami to the politics and to the civic society of Northern Ireland if we didn't deal with it, because I don't think any of us who did that consultation went in with any defined ideas as to how or whether we should actually deal with the past or not. Now, I think we've come to that stage because I think what now is happening is that the criminal justice system, and I do think that we warned the politicians of this at the time, having met all of the political parties, we said to them the criminal justice system and the police will be swept aside or at least damaged by the past if you don't deal with it. So we did warn them at the time, and I think what has happened within the last number of months is that the criminal justice system, in the shape of the Chief Constable, in the shape of the judiciary, in the shape of the Ombudsman's, and you can continue, the coroner's courts and all the rest of the thing, are now saying to the politicians, we are suffocating under this stuff and you have failed to deal with it, and we're now saying to you that there's going to be enormous damage done to our systems if you don't deal with it. So I think that the dynamic has fallen between the politicians being very slow or reluctant to deal with it, and when I say the politicians, I mean all our political parties plus the two governments and the criminal justice system here in Northern Ireland. And that fight is now very open, and it is a tsunami because the criminal justice system is saying we're in danger here, being swept away.
And so, Robin Eames, we heard Sir Hugh Orde, the former Chief Constable, picking up on what Dennis has just summarised, saying politicians now need to show leadership. And the implication, the clear implication of that comment is that they haven't shown leadership in the past. Do you agree with that critique?
Well, my basic reaction is one of disappointment, because if you go back to our report those years ago, we said to society then, you either have to look at the past as a whole, you've got to say there are so many fragments to it, it's not just something in one coroner's court or in one inquiry or in one investigation or in one media investigation. It's the whole picture of the past that's going to keep dogging our footsteps as a society. And in a sense, we've come a full circle since our report. Now, as Dennis has quite rightly said and written, we're now seeing the result of what has been the suffocating influence of the past on the fact that people have not been prepared to face up to the reality of it. And people say blame the politicians, they have been able to grapple with it. But it's the whole of society has yet to come to terms that as long as this tsunami of the past is allowed to breed one case after another.
It is the politicians, though, who are tasked with passing the laws and taking the decisions, Robin.
Well, with the most recent example of that has been the Stormont House agreement, the most recent one, where in fact they said, we haven't been able to reach agreement on this. Is it impossible that they can't come up with a formula? We gave them that formula those years ago. We listened, as Dennis has said, to an enormous number of people, and we built that into our report. The long and the short of it is this, that somewhere along the line, until this is grasped by politicians, by society as a whole, unless it's grasped and the nettle is grasped, it's going to go on dogging our footsteps, and another generation is going to have to inherit it.
Dennis, do you think that this society could cope with something as vast as full disclosure? And what do you think that would mean for Northern Ireland?
Well, it's interesting. In our report, we never recommended that there should be full disclosure. In fact, we turned our face against full disclosure.